to Cape Canaveral, Florida now, where NASA is preparing for the launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery later today, the first launch since the Columbia disaster 2.5 years ago. Watching the action is Pat Duggins, news director of NPR member station WMFE in Orlando. You hear him reporting about these launches all the time. Pat, are they indeed going to go?
Well, at this point, I'm kind of keeping an open mind, Alex. See, this is my 86th shuttle launch, and I've been to launches where there's a 90% chance of good weather, and they scrub. And I've been there when they have a 90% chance of bad weather, and they go. So until the solid rocket boosters light, we may have a launch today, or we may not. We'll just have to wait and see. The weather, maybe a 40% chance of thunderstorms.
So those storms might come in this afternoon, and if they do, well, they're not going to go.
Well, no, they won't, because the problem is if you've got thunderstorms or anvil clouds within 20 miles of the launch pad, if the shuttle were to lift off and then, for example, they lose main engine power within a couple of minutes, astronaut Eileen Collins has to have clear skies in order to do what's known as an RTLS. It's one of those NASA acronyms. It's Return to Launch Site, where basically she does a pitch around and lands back at the Kennedy Space Center. It's very dangerous. It's never been done. So if they have to do it, they want clear skies for that.
She's the pilot.
She's the pilot, yeah. She was NASA's first female shuttle pilot, flew the first mission to rendezvous with the space station Mir, and she also was the first female commander on a mission that very nearly had to make an emergency landing because like 5 seconds after liftoff, the shuttle she was aboard developed a short circuit, lost two main engine computers, had a hydrogen leak, I mean, any other problems, and she'd have been coming back in a hurry.
This is a very important journey for NASA, isn't it?
Well, it is indeed. NASA's chief administrator, Michael Griffin, basically said this mission has to go perfectly. If there's a problem, it could very easily spell the end of the U.S. manned space program.
What about this window cover that fell off? I heard a report on Morning Edition. It fell off. It hit some part of the thermal shield and then slipped away. NASA officials say this is not a big deal at all. What is it?
Well, what happened was, okay, you've got windows that are the front windshield where the astronauts sit and they look out front so they can see where they're going.
Yeah.
And then you've got overhead windows. Now, the cover over one of the overhead windows, see, the shuttle is pointed upright. So the overhead windows point out toward where we are at the press site. Now, there are covers over them, and this was like maybe 2 pounds of plastic with foam around it, and it's taped in place. No one saw it fall off. They were just simply walking around the bottom of the shuttle, and they see this cover laying there, and they say, well, that's not certainly supposed to happen. And then they start looking around the tail fin, where they find two cracked heat shields. Now, these are the shields that protect the shuttle from the 3,000 degrees of heat during reentry, and not too coincidentally, that's a cracked heat shield that caused the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster back in 2003. So it was a quick repair, but a major concern for NASA.
They are repaired, though, and they're prepared to go if the weather cooperates, and we'll just hope for the best, I guess. Pat Duggins, news director for member station WMFE in Orlando. Pat, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.
And you can find out what the astronauts will be up to each day at our website, npr.org. Also at that site, brief descriptions of the entire shuttle fleet and a timeline of the U.S. space program.